When Hamish's team came on board to do Margaret Court, their observation was, you know what, it's not working with the front door on Olympic Boulevard. I think we've got to turn it round so it catches Flinders Street, catches Richmond, and catches that sort of opening to the north and the MCG. So
yeah, we readdressed the building to address the city, and the number of people who've gone, when did you put that there? And you go, well, it's always sort of been there. You know, like the MCG, they go, when did you put the MCG there? Well, it's sort of always been there. But all of the buildings here were inward looking. You went into the arena. It was not really part of the precinct. And it's called Melbourne Park, so it should be a park. And you are allowed here, even if you're not playing tennis. If you just want to come, walk your dog, hang out in the grass, it's free. You know, we're doing it today. I mean, there's often, you know, people setting up for events and so forth. But that was really the idea, was to reconnect it to the city. And the number of comments we've had from international tennis players who love the Australian Open because it feels like it's part of the city. With all due respect to our competitors at Wimbledon and Flushing Meadows in New York, they're fantastic facilities, but they're 2 hours out of the city, and you know, most of the tennis players stay in the city hotels, which we can literally see from here, come down to practice in the morning, come and play their game in the evening. They feel like the restaurants, the cafes, everybody in Melbourne is enjoying the event, and it's an engaging event. And so they might be famous tennis players, but they still enjoy that sense of being participating in the city.
So I think one of the really important things about this project, and this is actually our last stop, but we could walk through to the
plaza. Let's walk through to the Central Terrace and stop
because
there.
Because Hamish and I have actually been working on Melbourne Olympic Park for 10 years together. And my job...
And we still talk to each other.
So Hamish has had a design involvement in quite a few of the projects. Other architects are also, obviously there's been an architect done this, there's other architects involved in other projects. But one of the really important things I think that we brought to the project as a couple of voices was the concept of the public realm continuing what we've just walked down. So the idea that if I live in Cremorne, I can walk from there to there through Melbourne Olympic Park. So it maintains that concept of it being a public place that just happens to have a whole lot of fantastic tennis or entertainment venues located within it.
And when you think the last traffic light we crossed was Princes Bridge over at Flinders Street Station, the next one you'll cross is at Richmond Station down that end.
Yeah.
That is a long way in the centre of a city to walk through parkland and universal access parkland.
Yeah. So all universal access, which continues and continues between all of these venues. It's kind of invisible and no one notices, but it's one of those things that's really hard to do. And if you push for it and the designers work with the land properly, and as long as you introduce that concept of landscape and architecture not being two separate things, as long as they're all working together, and the engineering, obviously the engineering is such a critical part of this site.
Almost everything you see here, all the way through to the station, there's the same amount of space below your feet. It's called the Undercroft. It's the car parks, it's the change rooms, it's the kitchen, it's the plant rooms, it's the loading dock.
Delivery.
It's the secure area, it's the drug testing area, it's the hospital section. So imagine that space, the same amount underneath us.
Tennis used to be played at Kooyong.
The Kooyong.
And in fact, you know more about this than me, but so 1988, Flinders Park was developed as the new precinct to host the Australian Open, because it couldn't cope at Kooyong anymore. So 1988 was when the first building was built. It was called Flinders Park when it was opened, and it was Flinders Park for some time. And once again, in that same era of the 90s, when we're kind of celebrating Melbourne, it got changed to Melbourne Park with the idea that this is international. That was a very debated issue. Don't change Flinders Park. It's called Flinders Park. We all know it as Flinders Park. And government of the day just said, we want it to be Melbourne Park. We want everybody who comes and watches this on the screen or whatever to know this is Melbourne. And it's done extraordinary things for Melbourne's international.
And it's a piece of architectural interest, pointing up at the roof of Margaret Court Arena. You notice it's quite an interesting colour, because we do have 823,000 people physically come here, but we have that billion people watching it on the TV. And what's the shot on the TV that everybody sees? From the drone, it's from the helicopter. So we wanted to make sure that it was different to Rod Laver Arena.
The other interesting thing about, for those who are interested in such things, when you do see the aerial shots during the Australian Open, you see all the roofs, and there's no roof plant. So the whole of the precinct, none of the stadiums have got any plant on the roof. So when you look, it's all kind of underground, underneath. It's really hard to do, but it's a very beautiful aerial view. When you see the city in the background and all of these, they're very proud buildings. They're all kind of hero buildings, I call them. And they've all got their own architectural style about them. So they shout quite loudly, each of the buildings, but it's the places in between that kind of allows them to kind of be read as a group.